thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sell your house, buy an RV, and hit the road. Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guests, news, and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Jennifer, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. One, we challenge you to get outdoors. Two, we inspire you to get healthy. And three, we encourage you in your spiritual life.
So Shasta Outdoors is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight in the studio, we have with us Richard and Paula Young.
That's right. About 4 years ago, Richard and Paula decided to buy an RV and hit the road full time. It's a growing trend, so it'll be fun to learn about their experiences.
Hey, Richard and Paula, they're longtime friends of mine, and I'm really excited to talk with them tonight. So, Jennifer, what have you been doing here this past week? Any getting out there, doing anything fun, any hikes, anything like that?
I've been doing a lot of walking around. Mm-hmm. I found a couple, there's like this new park area. It's up there, I think it's like called Salt Creek. Mm-hmm. And there's a new park there. So I decided it might be kind of fun to take the kids and then walk around in that area. And
nice.
You know, the views are so beautiful.
Oh,
it's kind
nice.
Of in the Car Fire Scar
right.
area, but it really is beautiful up there right now. So that was good. Everything's growing back. It just
yes.
shows a lot of regrowth, and it made me feel a lot of hope.
Yes, that's exactly what it does for me. Last Saturday, Fanny and I actually took the kayaks out, and we did a little bit of bass fishing on Shasta Lake. And the lake, it was really windy out there.
Oh.
I'm talking white caps. And so we put in right near the dam, and I wanted us to paddle around to a particular cove. However, it just was a little bit scary out there, and I was a little concerned about my Peruvian queen and taking her out
yeah,
there and
I
those
bet.
That wind and those waves.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose her. I like her, and so I want to keep her around. And so we stuck closer to the dam, which I didn't think was really going to be an ideal place to fish, and it wasn't really. I did catch a really nice fish, a nice bass, but we were only out there for a couple hours. And
you know, they made a show about that, right? Where the minnow gets lost, right?
Right,
on the 3-hour tour.
The 3-hour tour. Am I inspiring you with my captain hat tonight?
Yes, walked in, and we have a captain in
yes,
the home.
I love my
you
captain
hat. You feel like a
hat.
Captain from surviving the white caps on that rough sea.
Yes, I navigated us safely home, and we made it. Hey, today, though, I went on a hike and a half.
Oh, where did you go?
I went to Kanaka Peak.
And
so the trailhead, I took off from the Peltier Campground, which is below Whiskey Town Dam.
Okay.
And I wasn't really sure exactly how far it was. Fanny stayed home because our son, Carlos, is really sick, and so she was mm-hmm. taking care of him. And so Calamity Jane and I decided we'd go out. Well, I don't know how much she decided, but she was fully on board with me. We went out there. We took off. I didn't do a lot of research on it, but I headed up the trail, and I got over a mile in, and I finally came to a sign that said Kanaka Peak, 3.32 miles. And so I'm like, oh, I've come a mile already. I think I'll just go ahead and head up there. We're talking about 1,800 feet of elevation gain
wow.
to get to the top, and it was gorgeous once I got there. Beautiful views of course, Whiskey Town Lake. And then views of the valley down toward Redding, all the way down toward Red Bluff and beyond. And there was a lot of cloud cover, you know, the clouds were coming in. It's raining right now. And But beautiful, absolutely beautiful hike. But it wound up being over 9 miles for me today.
Oh, my.
And I haven't been out there hiking as much lately. And so I was feeling it, and it was starting to hurt a little bit when I was coming back.
How long did it take you?
It took me about 5 hours to do the entire hike. And I did a lot of video of it, and so I'm going to do a video for the It Does My Soul
Good.
Well page.
I look forward to that video.
Just some beautiful scenery. And like you said about the car fire and the devastation of the fire, yet now you just see all of this new growth.
Everything's
that's
growing.
Back.
It looks so beautiful. It's hope, a lot of hope. I feel
yeah,
a lot of hope
for me,
I
you
there.
Know, you get out there in God's great creation, you see something
exactly.
like that. To me, it speaks of God's restorative power.
There, that's,
you know,
that's it.
And all of this new life springing up. And on this particular hike, you get to a certain area, and honestly, it's quite beautiful. There's some areas that weren't touched by the car fire, so you've got that canopy of shade and
oh, wow.
those black oak trees with the big green leaves. A lot of poison oak out there that is very
no,
visible.
No, that's my least favorite thing probably ever.
Yes.
I don't love the poison oak.
Well, this time of year, of course, the leaves start turning red, so you can see it so much
easier. Will
they
die soon? Will the poison
yeah,
oak die soon?
The leaves will fall off of the poison oak, and so you won't
see it. But the
sticks
it. Are still dangerous, right?
They can be. I learned some years ago when I was about 10 years old that my dad and my grandfather had a Bronco, and we were up in the hills, and they got stuck, and they were working on winching the Bronco out, and so my cousin Richard and I decided that we would build a little fire. So we gathered up some sticks
oh,
and
no.
things, and we built a fire. Unbeknownst to us, some of those sticks were poison oak.
I knew we were headed that
oh,
direction.
Oh, my goodness. And that smoke got in our eyes, and the next morning, both of us woke up. Our eyes were swollen shut. Our faces
oh,
were
man.
Twice as big from swelling. That's the only time, though, that I ever got poison oak.
You know, well, I get poison oak very easy.
Oh,
if I
do
look
you?
At it wrong, it jumps
oh,
on
no.
me, and I'll immediately have a reaction.
Yeah.
I remember being about that age when you did your fire story, which you maybe should you have played with fire at that age? Doesn't matter.
No.
Irrelevant. But I played hide and seek.
Right.
And when I was about that age, and we hid in the bushes. We hid in the bushes. There wasn't an area of my body that didn't end up with poison oak. It was
right.
just everywhere. So I'm really cautious when I go hiking now.
Yeah, you should.
I'm really
and
careful.
When you take Ruger out, you've got to be careful, too, with Ruger because the dogs will go into the poison oak. They get that
exactly,
on the coat.
Exactly, the oil on him.
And you,
I ask him politely. I say, I don't need you to be doing
right.
anything to me. I need you to keep your coat clean.
Oh, my goodness. I took Calamity Jane with me, as I stated, and when I get out there, and I know no one else is out there, and I didn't see anybody. And so I just let her off leash and let her be a dog,
aww,
you know, and
yeah,
have lots of fun.
That.
And she just runs up and down the hills, and she's chasing after lizards, and
aww.
She flushed some quail, and she's going after other things. I don't know, but she never catches anything.
Of
That's
course.
The thing about her.
She
if she ever
run,
caught anything.
Right?
Yeah. If she ever caught anything, I'm telling you, I she wouldn't know what to do with it.
Aww.
But what she did do was she got filled with stickers. I mean, matted
oh, no.
all over her. She's a doodle dog,
so
you
she's
know.
She's curly.
Yep. And so when we got back, I spent a good half hour just brushing the stickers
oh,
off
no.
of her face and under her chin. It was just crazy. Hey, on the board tonight, our producer is Ty Chapman. Ty, how you
hi,
doing?
Ty.
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Ty, this morning I heard you talking about the local football teams, and I was wondering if you could give us a good breakdown on the top five high school football teams.
Oh, absolutely. It's Chico Paradise, I believe, Orland. No, mm-hmm. Chico Paradise, Shasta High School, Foothill High School, and Enterprise, and Pleasant Valley.
Yes,
and those
Pleasant
are the
Valley.
Teams. Those are the teams that seem like they're going to have a real good chance this year going forward into the
yeah.
playoffs.
You were kind of thinking that maybe there might be some upsets this weekend.
Yeah, I was. I think that the Foothill High School team is 2-2, but I think they have a real good shot against Shasta tonight. So I, even though I'm a Shasta alumni, I can't be biased. I think Foothill might take care of business tonight.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, if people want to get a hold of us, how can they do that if they want to know more about Shasta Outdoors?
They can visit itdoesmysoulwell.com, where there will be some video recordings of this program, a blog by Tim, and more. And, of course, you can also find us on Facebook. And how about you give us a call tonight? Can they do that?
Yeah, especially those full-time RVers.
Come on, and call
in. We
want to
hear from them.
A great number is 530-605-4567. Give us a call.
All right. Hey, we want to thank one of our sponsors, Professional Exterminators. Have you been dealing with unwanted ants, roaches, or other pests around your home? Professional Exterminators are the ones to call, and they'll give you a zero-obligation-free estimate. So if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822. And, hey, we've got to take a break, Jennifer.
Yep, we must.
I know. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We'll be back.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Garden is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Garden, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What you say?
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
Hey, tonight I'm really excited to be talking with Richard and Paula Young. They are full-time RVers, meaning they live in an RV full-time, travel the country, see the sights, all the while taking their home with them wherever they go. It almost sounds, Jennifer, like an extended vacation.
It sounds like fun.
Isn't it? Yeah. As I mentioned before, they are longtime friends of mine and now a new friend of yours, right?
Yes.
And hey, so Richard, Paula, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Thank you.
And so we're going to dive right into this full-time RVing, and I will preface this with the fact that my Peruvian queen and I are heading that way. We're planning to do some of the same things, and so we're hoping that we can learn. She came in. She's in the studio. Fanny's in the studio. So I'm going to tell her just go, you know, get your notepad and your pen out.
Start taking
right.
some notes.
But, you know, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about your life before going RV full time.
Well, we kind of thought we were going to work till we died, didn't we?
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, we figured it was never going to be able to come true for us to do that, but God just worked things out for us that we sold our home, paid off all our debt, got an RV, and started traveling.
Right. Anything you want to add to that, Paula?
Nope, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do it for several years.
Right.
What were your jobs that you guys left before that?
Oh, well, let's see. I was doing bookkeeping for a property management company out of Orange County.
Wow.
Cool.
And I've been in sales all over the area for years and years. That's how I met Tim.
Right.
Years ago, was I financing commercial equipment, which I still do. I have clients and vendors that I still contact with, and it's real easy on the road nowadays to do everything by email. So I still have customers that keeps us on the road.
Oh wow, that's great.
Nice. And so, when did you hit the road full time? We sort of mentioned that, but tell our listeners.
We bought the trailer. We picked it up February 27th in 2020.
Okay.
After it had been ordered, and as soon as we got back, COVID started.
Right.
And so we stayed here locally until June of 2020, and in June of 2020, we just decided that we went to Lassen on a maiden voyage. Up at that point, we were living on some friends' property here in town, and we've been on the road since basically since June of 2020.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, what was the process like leading up to that decision? Because that's a big decision.
That is a big decision.
Yeah, going on the road full-time, RVing.
It was something we had been dreaming about for quite some time. 2013, we were both off together. We took a round-the-country trip for over a month, just packing suitcases in hotels every night, and saw the country and thought this would be a lot of fun to do it if we could figure out a way to get it done.
Right.
And so there's a lot of stuff that we'll be talking to you guys about, I'm sure, down the road on how to prepare yourself to be on the road full time.
Right. So tell our listeners, what kind of RV do you have and why did you choose it?
We're pretty much low budget. We just went with a 30-foot travel trailer, nice travel trailer, and a half-ton pickup that tows it just fine. And we went with a smaller RV because a lot of the state parks and stuff won't let you get in with a big fifth wheel or motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we wanted to have that option as well.
Sure.
So
sure.
And I think basically you have to like one another to stay in a small space.
Yeah. We chose the Grand Design Imagine 2450 RL.
Right.
Which is basically RL is rear living.
Okay.
So that we have the windows in the back. So
nice.
We're backed up to where the mountains or the scenery, or we're backed up to a pond or whatever. That's our view.
Or the ocean.
Or the ocean.
What a spectacular idea. I love that.
The ocean in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
It's like a revolving scenic picture that you have right in your living space all the time.
All the time.
You know, and so you chose the unit that you did, and do you have any regrets about what you chose? Or
absolutely not.
No, right? Absolutely, it's been just a great RV.
Right. So I'm assuming that you did quite a bit of research. Did you do a lot of looking around? Did you go to, this is some of the things that Fanny and I are doing now. We're going to some of the RV dealers. We're looking online, watching YouTube videos, and
we've been to the RV show in Quartzsite, and we went down to the one in San Jose. And
right.
We did.
Do you stay places for long periods of time, or do you just kind of keep moving along?
We stay usually typically 2 to 3 weeks in most cases. This winter, we're trying something totally different. We're going to go to Arizona for the winter and spend 6 months in one location to see how we like resort living.
Right.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Then when next spring comes around, we're going to start traveling again.
Yeah, nice. Isn't that kind of snowbirding, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And so I know that there are a number of people that do that kind of thing as they go down to where it's a little bit milder temperatures. And so Arizona, that time of year, is going to be better than in the middle of the summer, I'm sure.
And if you're going to go there, I would encourage you to book early.
Okay.
Because it can fill up really fast and you can have a difficult time finding some place in the winter in the popular areas, in Phoenix, in Yuma, in Florida, in South Texas.
Nice. So you buy the RV, you hit the road. Were there any major surprises for you when you started living full-time in an RV?
Well, there are some surprises, but mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to maintain your equipment well,
right?
And some safety features like a tire pressure monitor system for your rig.
Right.
We lost the tire in Pennsylvania, didn't realize it.
Oh no!
And so after that, we bought the tire pressure monitoring system.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Plus that truck driver, if they're pulling up next to you and telling you get off the road, get off the road.
Right.
Did it do any damage?
No, not too much.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
All easily fixed.
Yep. I think I saw a picture of that on your Facebook page.
Probably.
Yeah, it was blown out pretty big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had no clue.
No clue.
We didn't feel it.
We didn't feel it at all. So that was the most, probably the scariest moment we've had, I think, other
right.
than the hurricanes in Florida.
Right. So, I mean, I know you have other family, and I don't know if they're in this area or where they're located at, but that's one of the concerns that we have, you know, is how's our family going to feel about all of this? How did your family feel about you doing this?
Well, I mean, you know, our kids and our grandkids are grown.
Right.
And it's like they have very busy lives.
Sure.
You know, and so we come back, you know, or they come visit or whatever, and mm-hmm. it just really works out. And they're happy for us that we can go and enjoy ourselves and not just be sitting around waiting
right.
to see them.
Any family trips planned together, perhaps?
No, because it's pretty... we have family in Redding and Burbank and Eureka in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, they're everywhere. Yeah. Maybe you could just travel around to them.
Yeah, that works better.
Right. And that could be one of the advantages is that you can go and visit them
in Phoenix, Arizona.
And have your full setup. You don't have to really impose on them as much and go and visit them and travel. And so, you know, once you got on the road, did you realize there were things that you didn't need and other things that you did need?
That's a constant struggle.
I mean, oh, no.
Yeah, I have a thing that I do every few months that I call it my Jenga, rearranging of everything that's just going to be there. But some of the things I definitely needed was a generator,
okay.
which we don't use often because we're more of a plug-to-plug now. But
right.
if you do want a boondock, you have to have a generator
mm-hmm.
And a toolbox if you're going to be full-time.
Right.
And just some extra parts and stuff that you may need. Mm-hmm. If something breaks.
Right.
And as far as clothing, that kind of stuff, we just have like a 10-day.
Okay.
And so every 8 days or so, we do laundry so we don't run out.
Right, right.
You know, because your closets aren't really that big.
Sure.
You know,
yes.
So you have to learn to, you can't have the wardrobe you had when you were living in a house.
Right,
you
right.
know, you can't have the 20 pairs of shoes that you know, you have to have your
Do you hear that,
boots.
Fanny?
Yeah. You have to have your hiking boots and your good sneakers to walk in, you know, and that kind
right.
of stuff. And maybe, you know, I have like one dress-up pair of shoes.
But on the other side, Fanny, you try to travel where it's warm all the time.
All the time.
and that is kind of cool that you can, you know, make those decisions as far as the area of the country that you want to be.
Yeah, so they kind of choose their own weather for that.
Right.
Because they can go find the weather they enjoy.
I imagine that you don't have any sort of thoughts of going to Minnesota midwinter.
No.
You don't have enough room for parkas and snow boots.
Yeah, you catch on quick.
Right, right. And so let's just touch on, and you talked about it a little bit there, Paula, you know, not having the 20 pairs of shoes or the big wardrobe. What are some other key differences from living in a bricks and sticks house as opposed to living full-time in an RV?
Well, you can't have all the appliances that you usually have. You have
right.
to kind of figure out what works for you and what doesn't work and what you actually use. And we barbecue outside a lot.
Nice.
You know, so that kind of handles that. We have an air fryer, and then we have your pots and pans, and then of course we have the stackable plastics so that mm-hmm. we can use for storage in the refrigerators, because your refrigerators aren't that big either.
Right.
I was gonna ask if you had like a pantry or how do we do food?
Well, it depends on, you know, what your trailer has. We have pantry kind of as we go inside our door, and then we have above our sink and below our sink, and
yeah.
our particular unit has a ton of cabinetry and storage. So some of them they're very minimal. So,
yeah. One of the important things to look for when you are looking at RVs, storage, how much storage you'd have, and on the pass-through storage, how big is the door?
Yeah. You know? Awesome. Hey, listen, we've got to take a break here. Listener, if you're wanting to call in, if you've got a question or a comment, if you're a full-time RVer, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 530-605-4567, 605-4567. And, hey, let's thank our sponsor, Caliber Office Furniture.
Caliber Office Furniture. Are you looking for home office furniture? Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. Go to CaliberOffice.com, select Work from Home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of home office furniture with free shipping to your home. Again, that's CaliberOffice.com.
All right. Thank you, Chris Cable and Caliber Office Furniture. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We'll be back after this break.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And our producer tonight is Ty Chapman, and he's also our weatherman this evening. Ty, what's the weather going to look like for the rest of the weekend? It's raining right now.
As you can see, it is raining here, and I believe... Just one second, because it just froze up on me. But I got you. 62 degrees for to right now. It's going to be 58 degrees overnight. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it'll be 70 degrees. The chance of showers about 50%, 57 degrees at night. And on Sunday we get some more sunshine back to 80 degrees and 56 at night.
Oh, okay. Well, my Peruvian queen and I are going to be heading out on the road. We're going to Woodland, Colorado for a minister's conference. And maybe that will mean some decent traveling weather for us.
That sounds great. Hey, I love this.
Tonight we are talking with Richard and Paula Young. We're talking about full-time RVing. And if you've got a comment or a question, you can give us a call.
Call in.
at 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to. During the break, I actually took a moment and I talked to Richard a little bit.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
And I think I would love to share what we talked about, if that's fine, very quick.
Absolutely.
I was talking about, I was still obsessing over the pantry situation and how I was stressed out about not having enough room. And Richard said, well, think about it. It's like having an earthquake, you know, the kind of the whole time that you're driving because everything's rocking around. We were just talking about space.
Sure.
And I know my dad is listening because he listens to this. Mm-hmm. And so I need to say, Dad, do you remember that time when we were driving over Highway 299 and we didn't lock the fridge and that pie flew out and hit the wall? I just want you to reflect on that and know that I just mentioned that on the radio.
Oh, my
goodness. Thanks for letting me share.
So what do you do, Richard, to keep that kind of thing from happening?
Well, the inside of the trailer mostly is Paula's domain.
Okay.
She bungees the doors closed and stuff to make sure everything's secure inside the trailer. You can kind of run through some of what you do if you want.
Yeah, how do you prepare for travel?
Yeah, how do we keep the pies safe, Paula?
Well, you make sure the refrigerator locks.
They lock automatically now, right?
Well, you still have... At least ours, it does, but to make sure it's secure, you have to hear
extra little
that
push.
Little pop, you know?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, basically, some stuff I have, like little baskets that I put in, like my soap and my shampoo and stuff like that, and then I in the shower I put down a, what is that material called? It doesn't
non-slip.
Non-slip. And so I put the baskets on there, and it holds the shampoo and that kind of stuff. And so it doesn't fall out because the baskets are high enough. Like there's certain cupboards that I don't want the honey and stuff falling out.
Sure, right.
So
sure.
I will, like he said, you know, tie them up. But
right.
Mostly, like he was talking about, our printer sits on the non-skid and then it doesn't go. So that helps a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
The non-skid mm-hmm. material is a must. And, you know, just little baskets to hold stuff so they're not flying around.
Right.
Those are good tips, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you write those down?
I was
she's
just
got her phone
Fanny,
out. She, she's typing away on her phone. That's how she takes notes. And so that way she can send it to herself, blow it up, and print it out, and then we've got it.
There we
we'll,
go.
We'll tape that on the backside of the door to the entrance of our RV. Now, when you guys are out on the road, where do you typically stay?
Most of the time we stay at, we belong to an organization called Thousand Trails. It's a mm-hmm. membership, and they have hundreds of parks all around the country.
Right.
And you buy into the membership, and when you stay in the parks, you stay for free.
Okay.
All right. It's an expensive membership to get started, but if you are full-time and know the areas that you want to travel, it's a good option mm-hmm. For someone that's on a budget, because the RV spaces are just getting out of site right now for even just overnighters.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at some areas I thought, oh, it would be fun for us to go, and I was surprised. I mean, we're talking, you know, some of them 50, some of them 75, some
Whoa.
Of them even $100 a night.
Wow.
You know. But
for an
some
RV
of,
space?
Yeah, for an mm-hmm. RV space. I'm thinking, my goodness, you could almost get a hotel
oh,
room for that.
That's what I was thinking.
Try overlooking the ocean at 150 plus a night.
Wow. Yeah. So that is... That is something to definitely consider. But some of these places, they have, if you wanted to stay for a month, they have special rates.
Yes, always. There's always a special rate. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what you can afford.
Right.
And what we chose to buy the membership about 6 months after we started.
Right.
And it's worked out well for us.
Right. And so you can go there. And when you go, once you're a member, it's free.
Yes.
And then how long can you stay at one of these locations?
2 to 3 weeks, depending on the park.
Mm-hmm.
And besides Thousand Trails, we have Elks Lodges. We also use Harvest Host, which is mm-hmm. An online opportunity to just stay at a brewery or a museum or a farm. We've been at an alpaca farm,
oh, how
a goat
cool.
farm. What else have we been at?
Pig farm.
Wineries.
Wineries.
Right.
Golf courses.
Yeah.
Nice.
And those are typically free, and you just have to support the business where you're there.
Oh, okay.
But you're there for maybe one or two nights is the most.
Right.
Well, speaking of free, did you guys stay at Bucky's? Because I saw you had on a Bucky sweater. Can't you stay there for free in the parking lot?
No.
I don't know. Well, you never asked, actually. No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Are there places like that where you
can? There are people that stay in at Cracker Barrels and Walmarts Bass Pro shops and stuff, but we've never done that.
They've never been that desperate.
You know, if we were to stop at a Cracker Barrel, it wouldn't be free because my lovely bride there loves Cracker Barrel as well as I do.
It is,
and then
so good.
Kind of the same thing with a Bass Pro shop. I mean,
you get to see the fish and feed the fish. And
you know the best thing about a Bass Pro Shop, when I take my wife in there, there's a woman's clothing section.
Oh, I know.
So, baby, you just go shop. I'll see you after a while.
While you're catching the display fish.
Right.
It's just something you can do at Bucky's, too. It's a lot of retail for the girls.
Right.
For the guys that got brisket sandwiches and beef jerky. And
right.
They also have yogurt parfaits and fruit bowls and salads. And
I heard it's huge. What did you guys say it was like when Kmart meets Disneyland or something like that?
It's 120 gas pumps.
Wow.
RVs are welcome, but semis are not.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. How difficult is it to find a dump station?
Not difficult. I mean, there's apps for finding that.
Cool.
Too. You can find dump stations. A lot of truck stops have them. Mm-hmm. But in our case, again, we travel mostly plug to plug, so we're almost always on a full hookup.
Okay.
But if you're into overnight camping, just what they call boondocking, and it's pretty easy to find a dump station.
Right. So there are apps for that.
Yeah.
And when you pull up, and you back in or pull through, depending on your site there. How long does it take you to set up and ready to be living in that spot for a while?
Well, depending on how much I'm doing, how long we're going to be there, anywhere from, 30 minutes to an hour. Just depends on how much I'm going to do. And
right.
Just be kind to one another when you're backing in.
Oh, no.
You do have to learn a new language.
Right. Aww. So you guys communicate. So, Paula, do you get out and help them to back in? Is that how it takes place?
And many times we use our iPhone.
Okay.
And communicate to each other. And now we're going to start using the FaceTime and put it on the back of the camper. So
okay.
Because we don't have a camera on our trailer.
Right,
but
right.
We're going to use the iPhone to do that now.
Oh, that's cool.
Such a good idea.
And so then you have visibility. You ever get into a tight spot, Richard, that was difficult to get into or out of?
Oh, there's been a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. We get better. We work better as a team. And we're not like... there's T-shirts out there. I'm sorry for what I said when we were backing in.
We've never felt the need
to have those T-shirts.
Wow.
Just to be silly, not because you mean it. I think those are really cute.
Hey.
Well, you know, husbands and wives are sometimes saying the same thing, but they're saying it in a different way.
Right, right. Exactly.
So according to RV Travel, there are over 1 million people living full-time, and I've seen statistics that say even as much as 1.8 million, but, over 1 million people that are living full-time in an RV. And is there a community out there kind of unto itself?
Yeah. Just from word of mouth and meeting people on the road every day. And a great activity, especially for us that travel full-time in certain areas that are very popular, like Florida, Southwest Texas, Arizona. We have fire pits, propane fire pits, and we just sit around the fire pit in the evening visiting.
Nice.
You know?
I was going to ask if you had time for social interactions.
Oh, yeah.
And there are different RV full-times, because there are RV full-times that travel.
Right.
Then there are RV annuals that stay there all year.
Okay.
And then there are RV seasonals that are just there for the winter.
Okay. Right,
so,
So there,
you'll get a combination in your parks.
Sure. But you could also get into a park, and then there's just somebody that's there for the weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah. We've got numerous friends that we've met on the road the last 4 years that we're in communication with all the time, and we're planning ahead of time that we're all going to meet somewhere.
Oh, that's great.
Later this next winter, we've got two or three couples we're going to see
in
Arizona. Florida was the same way. We would travel around different areas of Florida together. And just stay in touch.
Yeah. There seems to be a camaraderie there because you're all sort of facing the same things, doing the same things, enjoying life, it seems like to me, out there.
And what a cool thing to have in common, right?
Right.
It was really interesting during COVID because all the amenities were shut down. you know, you could still go to the RV park, but the bingo games and all that stuff wasn't going on because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a fire pit, and we'd be sitting out of the fire pit. And so everybody'd gather together around the fire pit because they're outside. They're in the open air.
Right.
They're spaced away, you
sure.
know, and you could still have that.
Right.
Which was really nice because people that were home and locked in their house couldn't mm-hmm. really do that.
So it was a different scene out there with RVers.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had the advantage. You yeah. absolutely had an advantage.
That is way cool. Hey, listen, this is a great place for us to take another break. And when we come back, I want to dig a little bit deeper. Want to talk about maybe monthly costs for living full-time in an RV, and maybe we can touch on that.
Yes.
You are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We'll be back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
And hey, tonight we've been talking with Richard and Paula Young about full-time RVing. And
oh,
this
and
has
they're
been
amazing.
Fun.
And what great music you picked. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. You picked all the road songs.
All these highway songs. Yes,
well
I
done,
thought.
Tim.
Thank you.
Clever.
Thank you.
I can appreciate that.
I did that after hiking 9 miles, so I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, well done.
The captain has arrived.
Yes.
And so, hey, I mentioned before we went to the break about monthly cost. So can you kind of share with us a little bit about what monthly cost is to be on the road full time?
Well, it's hard to say because it varies every month.
Right.
But we've got our expenses down to where we pay them off every month.
Okay.
But it really helps to have the membership with Thousand Trails.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine if you could keep your costs down to $700 or $800 a month for space rent.
Mm-hmm.
You can get out there and do okay with all your regular expenses. But,
right.
But we cut everything to the bone. We were debt free when we hit the road and we still
right.
are.
But, yeah.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
That's when you're doing a monthly, you mm-hmm. know. So actually, I think in 2021 and 2022, compared with all of our stays at Thousand Trails, and then they have another one that you can purchase annually for mm-hmm. Trails Collection. So I figured it out, and for the 2 years, we averaged $10 a night.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
Man, that
because
is amazing.
When you buy your membership to Thousand Trails, you stay there for free.
Right, right.
So between staying there for free and then the ones that we did like Savannah, Georgia and Myrtle Beach and places like that that we paid private campgrounds, you know, that's what it averaged out for the 2 years.
For about $10 a night. I mean, so we're talking, you know, $300 a month.
Yeah.
Just for the stay. And that doesn't include, of course, gas and food and all of those things. But
just
for the overnight stay, I mean, you can't rent a place for that.
That's amazing. That's
amazing. You know,
I can barely stay at home for $10 a day.
Yeah.
And we can go from Thousand Trails Park to Thousand Trails Park and never pay anything, you know, but we choose to go outside because they don't have the locations that we're trying to get to sometimes, but it definitely helps us keep it down.
You guys learn how to mix them all together.
Sure.
So you can do some Thousand Trails, some pay by night, and then some Harvest Host. We just mix it all together on where we're going.
Yeah. So when you get to these locations, I'm guessing that you spend some time looking around the area then.
Yeah, we try. Yeah, we park the trailer and spend at least 10 days in most places where we go.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really like it a lot, we'll extend it out to the max for 3 weeks in a Thousand Trails. And like here, we've been stuck here for way too long this year, but we just got a spot down here in Park Marina, which I was a little leery of at first, but we didn't have any problems at all, and it was only less than $600 a month to stay right next to the river this summer.
Probably a pretty view of that river.
Wow, that is just amazing that there are those places out there like that. So tell me, what advice comes immediately to mind when you want to share with somebody, you know, they're wanting to do something like this, somebody maybe that you might know, I'm not sure, they might be close by. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about doing this?
Make sure you get along.
Right.
Yeah, make sure you get along well and can be in a tight space because it doesn't sunshine all the time.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
But just enjoy yourself. Go with the flow. Don't worry about the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy life because there's not a whole lot of it left for a lot of us.
Right.
And just thank God every day for being out there to do what you want to be doing.
Right, right. So go ahead, Paula.
Not everybody that's out RVing does what we do and just sold everything and hit the road.
Right.
They have a plan and they go, I'm going to go RVing for 2 years, so I'm going to rent my house for 2 years.
Right.
So then they're not giving up their home.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming back to their home.
Right.
You know, which helps some
that's
people.
That's an option. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's really cool. It's a good idea.
Right. So I know at times you're got this RV, it's on the road, things are bound to happen. If you have issues with your RV, just how hard is it for you to fix or to get it fixed when you're out there?
On most things, I'm a certified YouTube mechanic.
Ah, yes.
And you can,
me
you
too.
You can always meet people that will help you. We try to take it in for maintenance and have professional maintenance done once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the brakes and the axles checked and all the appliances, we have them checked. And roof maintenance is important.
And that's one thing I'd say about RVers. They're always willing to step in and help.
Right.
They'll share their knowledge. They'll give you rides if you need to go somewhere.
Nice.
It's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's like a little group. You guys kind of depend on each other sort of in a way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you also have the you know, RV repairmen that'll come to you.
Sure, the one you hire.
There's that too. If you can't find somebody to help, you know, that knows what you're doing.
So there are guys out there that will
there
go
are
to
techs
the actual parks.
Come to the parks.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is wonderful. So you guys have traveled around quite a bit. Tell us about some of your favorite places that you've been.
Oh, there's a lot of them. We've been in 31 or 33 states so far.
Wow.
One of them, the t-shirt I'm wearing, was the Ark Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, Maine,
Unadilla, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was you run into the unexpected and it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had two nights that we had to fill between our next reservation, and so we went to this park in Unadilla, Georgia. Unbeknownst to us, is where the county fairground was.
This is gonna be so good!
Beautiful fairgrounds, beautiful fairgrounds. There was a swap meet, a car show, a tractor pull for kids,
how
and an equestrian show at the same time.
Wow.
And it was free.
Oh, wow. Double
wow. I wish I could have been there. Oh, that sounds amazing. Wow.
Hey, I got a question for you. How do you get your mail?
We have an address in Arizona, and we have everything shipped there, and then we have a friend that packs it up for us once a month or every 2 months and sends it to where we're going to be.
And
oh, okay.
That's where you are.
everything else we do online.
Anymore you can do lots of things online, but so you do have, if there's some mail, you've got somebody that's going to help you out with that.
Yeah.
There's we haven't used them, but there's a organization, I guess, called Escapees,
mm-hmm.
and so they help you with all of that stuff. But
okay.
We have a friend, so we didn't need to.
Right. So what's next on your bucket list of places to go?
I want to go back to Maine and get up to northern Maine.
Okay.
We were in Wells, Maine, but we did not make it up to Bar Harbor. Mm-hmm. We didn't make it to
Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow.
So it's a romantic place.
We need to go back up in that area.
Okay.
Great things coming up for you guys.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Other places?
Oh, we enjoyed Florida for a while. We thought mm-hmm. that might be a place to settle down, but they just, Paul has heard me say this many times, is they have a lot of nerve calling it the Sunshine State. and they have hurricanes in Florida.
Right.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
So, which we went through too.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
In an RV?
No.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
The second
you
one
want
we
the
were
story?
In RV.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Give it to us.
So we're sitting there and we're watching the news and we're looking at the cone. And we go, okay, well, let's just go to Alabama or Georgia. And then the cone switches and it's going to Alabama and Georgia.
Right? Oops.
So we decide, oh, well, let's go to Daytona Beach and have a good time.
Right.
So we put the trailer in a covered RV spot
mm-hmm.
between two big rigs.
Right.
So we knew it was safe and it was plugged in, didn't have to worry about the refrigerator. And we go to Daytona Beach. Well, where did Ian come out at? Daytona Beach and Flagler Beach.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. How much forethought do you have as far as looking at the weather and what the weather is going to be like in an area that you're going to?
You know, they can't tell what the weather is going to be.
Right.
Even today, look at this. We just try to stay in areas that the weather is going to be nice.
Right.
Yeah. Typically, historically, it's going to be nice. So we've spent our first winter was Arizona,
mm-hmm.
southern Arizona. Next two winters were Florida,
mm-hmm.
For part of the second winter. Then we went to southwest Texas down by San Padre Island, and we finished it up in Arizona. And this year we'll be in Arizona the whole winter.
But you do get the weather alerts. I mean, we were in Claremont near Orlando, and all of a sudden my phone went off, and it said wind warning, 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Right.
And so we went and grabbed everything and tuck it down, you know, mm-hmm. with the people that weren't home.
And the tornado warnings in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I got those.
No.
In Pennsylvania. Wow.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow. That's amazing.
And so those were awesome, too. It's going to all of the battlegrounds, like, you know, Vicksburg and Shiloh and Gettysburg.
Cool.
And
right.
There's so much history.
Hey, listen, our time has zipped right on by, as it seems like it usually does.
We're just getting warmed up.
I know it. And, hey, we want to just thank you, Richard and Paula, for being on the program tonight. It's been very educational and inspirational, and I am looking forward to the time when Fanny and I can get out there, and maybe we'll meet up with you guys. So
well, you better.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so thank you. Hey, Jennifer, any outdoor plans for the coming week?
My birthday's on Monday.
On Monday, happy birthday
to you.
I'm
hoping for great weather so that evening after work I can maybe go out and do a little hike and take my kids and then have a picnic. That's my plan.
Ooh, nice and fun. And as I mentioned earlier, Fanny and I are hitting the road, heading to Woodland Park, Colorado, and so we're going to be on the road, but just in our pickup truck. And so
a little taste for the life
we
have coming up.
Hey, next week we have Nikalen. How do you say his
Rayasa.
Name? Rayasa. And we're going to be talking about backpacking. That should be fun. And Jennifer, we want to say thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, thank you, Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture.
And thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Jennifer Ely.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation.
We promise it will do your soul well.
Fast on a rough road. young, like a new moon rising fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.